What was your life like before this started? What were you doing? How were you spending your time?
Well, I am a registered nurse, and I work at the bedside, so I did 12-hour shifts.
And you work on an inpatient unit?
Uh-huh.
Have you taken care of a lot of people who've received chemotherapy?
Yes, and I tell you, I have been at that hospital for 17 years, and I have never seen a patient as sick as I've been. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't eat. Everything they tried with my nausea, nothing worked.
So that was the problem, the nausea and vomiting?
Nausea and vomiting, and consequently generalized weakness, malaise feeling.
And were you able to find a way to control that eventually?
Yes, once the toxicity of the Adria and the cytoxin was out of my body, then I gradually started feeling better.
Do you live alone or do you have a family?
I live alone right now.
How were you spending your time in addition to working before you were diagnosed?
I love gardening, and I have quite a, I wouldn't say large, but a moderate amount of friends. We are always in the malls and that sort of thing. And I watch an adequate amount of TV.
What made you decide to go into the study?
Well, I am willing to try anything that's available to try and prevent a reoccurrence. I know that some people reoccur, some don't, and I'm not quite sure why this happens. So I was happy to go in the study to ensure that I have done all I possibly can to prevent a reoccurrence.
Now, how long have you been an oncology nurse?
17 years.
Has this experience changed your perspective?
Yes and no. At this point, I cannot be an oncology nurse. But I do have a desire to help or work with patients who have breast cancer. I feel I have something to offer, having been so sick, and at the present time I'm feeling so good because I did not think I was going to make it. My potassium at one point was 2.6, and they couldn't do anything to get it up. I was taking pills, I was getting it in IV fluids, and, you know,
you said that you couldn't be an oncology nurse at this point. Why is that?
I still have some residual feelings whenever I see the Adriamycin. I will be at the center and I see them hanging. And I can literally feel like the nausea is going to come back. It hasn't. And that's just in a small setting. I don't think I am ready to deal with other people actually vomiting on a daily basis. No.
I understand that. What were you expecting when you started the chemotherapy?
I thought I would breeze through it. You can call it denial if you want, but when I first was told that I had cancer after the because I didn't believe it till the pathology report came back, and it was almost like I was just on a pilot. I'm just going through the motions. You say do surgery, I do surgery. The surgery was uneventful. I went through it pretty good, no real major pain. And then I was ready to do the chemo because this is the next step. And I thought, so I have cancer, I'm going to deal with it, and get on with my life.